We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome to the Monday Lineup HQ. This is now the roundtable DFS lineup builder here. All right, so new format coming at you here. Interactive. We're not recording this thing anymore. We're doing it live, and we're hoping to get a lot of interaction here as we go on. So, guys, we'll get to it a little bit more. We'll bring in, as always on Monday morning, our guy Tuttle here. Tuttle, it was a long, weird weekend, holiday weekend. We had still had the DFS stuff going on. And so let me ask you, how was your DFS and how was your holiday in general?
Yeah, it was all right. DFS, trying to think, didn't have too many sweats. Got pushed out of some money last night in the overtime game. Already grinding out Boxing Day this morning, the old EPL league. That I love Boxing Day. But suboptimal setup currently at the in-laws, hoping I don't get walked in on by any of the, I think, 10 kids that are here. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully we'll get some interaction throughout the show and build some decent lineups.
Yeah, as I alluded to already, it's going to be a new format moving forward, guys. So we're still going to talk you through players, still going to build lineups for you and all that. But we're going to try to get this thing to where you guys can interact and ask questions. I mean, that's what we're here for. Basically, it helps everybody. If you have something you want to talk about, please, by all means, fire it up in one of the chats, and we're going to talk you through it and all that good stuff. What you want to do, if you are a premium member and you have the NFL Discord, that's kind of where you want to be because that's our priority. But we will still keep an eye on the YouTube chat for you. So those are your two options. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to know about the game or our opinions on any of this stuff, you know, fire it away. We're going to do this Monday, Thursday, and Sunday nights. So that's how we're going to end out this year and take this thing into next year. So hopefully everything works out well. Yeah, holiday weekends, not quite over because we're going to go through this week and then we got another one next week. It's not the cool Christmas thing. Man, I tell you what, I always feel like this on Christmas night when I'm sitting there and looking at the lights one last time. Like, it's so anticlimactic. You wait all year long for that, man, and then it's over with like that. So it's a little bit sad. So, Toto, what did Santa bring you for Christmas? Anything good?
No, I didn't get anything good, man. Really? I don't get, like, we don't, the kids are the focus, so I don't.
Oh, yeah, the kids are definitely really focused, but you don't give a little nudge to your wife, like, boy, this looks really cool right here. Wouldn't mind having that for Christmas. No?
No, we do, like, Secret Santa stuff, and I always just go for the practical. I'm at the age where you just take the practical angle, where it's like something you kind of need, but you don't really want to buy it yourself. So like I needed a new mouse for my computer. So did that, got a new dad hat, that sort of thing. Nothing enjoyable really.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, yeah, everybody's different, but for sure the kids are the focus, but you know, if you see something you want, you gotta throw a little hint to the wifey, man. Like, oh man, that looks cool. So I did that, Toto. I threw a little hint. So I got what I wanted, man.
Well, I mean, you can't leave us hanging like that.
I'm really stoked when I saw the commercial for the Meta Quest VR gaming headset. So
okay,
I was like, you know, why don't we take, because usually we do what you're talking about, but I was like, why don't you find something a little bit more pricier, because this is something I kind of want too, and I wouldn't mind getting this for Christmas. So we exchanged some rather expensive gifts this year, but I'm looking forward to it, man. Once I set it up and watching some games and doing some stuff in VR, so. Going to be fun, guys. I see some guys popping up in the chat. Remember, this is a chat driven show now, so fire off any questions or anything you want to talk about there in chat, and we'll get to it. So let's just start walking through this game here, the Chargers and the Colts on Monday Night Football. It's an interesting scenario. The Colts are all but dead now. The Chargers, like, all but locked up a playoff spot, believe it or not. They didn't charger their way out of this thing this year. They're actually alive and well. It can make some noise. So what's your first general assessment of this game with the Colts in kind of, JT is out and they're changing quarterbacks again and they're kind of in disarray. What's your general assessment of this game?
Yeah, Big Dick Nick, man. Holiday season. I'm excited for it. Maybe we get some a little bit more competent quarterback play. Maybe Michael Pittman actually has a target depth further than 4 yards or whatever it's been the last few weeks with Matt Ryan. I think we also have some injuries. Obviously, you mentioned JT. I think the running back situation for Indianapolis is interesting. Unfortunately, the running backs are kind of priced up, though. Zach Moss, Deion Jackson, we don't have a whole lot of clarification yet, and they're not cheap. So I think that's an interesting situation. Kylan Granson, not going to suit up, is kind of potentially flying under the radar. We saw Jelani Woods absolutely smash in a similar spot when he was out earlier this season. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different angles you can take on this game. So I think it should be actually a decent one. And I'm not used to decent Monday night games, but I think it should be fairly enjoyable.
Yeah, and one thing you just touched on is where I think is going to be the interesting angle on a game like this is when you have a new quarterback and his targets. We kind of don't know what he's been doing in practice and who he favors and who he's been working out with, and that matters. It matters so much for that position with wide receivers / tight ends, you know, who the quarterback is working with every day after practice. And so it may be a guy like Jelani Woods. I don't know. It could be, you know, Alec Pierce. I don't know who he's working with, but I think that's the key right there, finding out who Foles is going to target the most. It's not always just a, you know, Pittman at the top and then a trickle down, and it could be any. So let's start building on draft. Let's go to DraftKings first and foremost here, where we get penalized a few extra dollars for that captain spot, but we get the extra points. Expensive captain, cheap captain, who you got your eye on here?
So when I was kind of playing around with lineups here, I was trying to look at cheaper captain options because we do have a couple cheap guys. You mentioned Alec Pierce. He's only 2,800 on DraftKings. Jelani Woods is 2,800. If you go cheap captain, though, you actually almost like – I almost prefer lineups with both those guys in it or at least one of those guys in like a kicker. And if you can't really go captain with a cheap guy and make that fit because I think those options are significantly better than like what we see with like the $200 range. Sometimes we get like a $200 option that's really good. Although Mo Alie-Cox, if you want to do the tight end angle on DraftKings, Mo Alie-Cox is really cheap. But I'm saying all this to say that on DK tonight, I do prefer an expensive captain. I'm cool and I'm open. I don't care what angle you want to roll with it. I think we just spend up. So if that's, you know, you want to do Herbert attacks or if you just want to do the Eckler and the captain, completely up to you.
Fair enough. It's a good question. It's a good debate here. We're facing the Colts. I don't, their defense is, it is what it is. I don't know. There may be some letdown. Maybe we go.
Hold on. Let me see. I see a comment here. Pierce, the captain, gets you all the studs. This is partially true. The issue is the last spot. If you're trying to do like a Pierce captain, the last spot kind of puts you in like the 5K range on DraftKings. And to me, I don't see any 5K guys that like I'm chopping at the bits to play. Like Everett's okay, Paris Campbell's okay. But to me, it's like they're fairly comparable to Jelani Woods, or they're fairly comparable to a kicker in that spot. So I think the upside you lose by going cheap at captain isn't worth it because of where it puts you in for that last spot for lineup construction.
Yeah, good point. How it all works out. So let's go Herbert. I'm feeling like Herbert's gonna have that so popular a couple weeks ago against the Titans, he let everybody down. It feels like he's letting people down in fantasy a lot. And so I think that may drive people off of him a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure out when the ownership comes out. But let's go Herbert. And Captain, I feel like it's a big Herbert day. So if we got Herbert there, he's got a ton of targets that are healthy now. And getting back into action, who's some of your favorites to put in this lineup? And how many would we go? Like you got your quarterback and captain. What's your basic? Like, is two enough? Is three too much? Is three just enough? Like, what's your thoughts there?
I would go at least two. Three's fine. I mean, Herbert's mobile enough too, where he can get some done with the legs. If we're talking like a true statue quarterback, like a Tom Brady or something like that, you want definitely two, but there's a better case for three in that situation. This case, I think you can do Herbert, his two studs, and then it would be one spot where we're probably leaving out Eckler in this build. But I think it makes sense if you want to go. I mean, obviously, I have no issue pairing Herbert with Eckler. I think salary-wise, though, you kind of just go Herbert, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams here to start, and then try to fill out from there.
All right, we got those guys in. That leaves us about 5 grand for a few spots. Indianapolis guys, we need to talk about them for a minute, see where our mind's at with them. I mean, there's a lot open. I mean, this is a wide open game for them. We have no idea really. They got a new running back. Their workhorse is out, so we don't know how that's going to play out. And they're changing quarterback, which is huge. Can't emphasize that, how bad those other two guys have been for them and their receivers this year. Now, Nick Foles may be just as bad. Like, there might be a reason why he's just now finally getting in here in week 16. So he may be just as bad, but he may actually bring a little bit of life to him. We don't know. So out of all this new stuff that's happening with the coach, it's almost like week one almost. We don't know what's going to happen. Like, which your favorite Colt angle here?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be Pittman is my favorite. I think the biggest question here, and it's one we have in chat, is the running back situation, right, between Zach Moss and Deion Jackson. I think regardless of who we get announced starting, supposedly that's supposed to happen today, I think it's fairly safe to assume we're probably going to see a fairly even split. I don't think it's going to be a situation where we get a starter announced and then they're on the field for 80% of the snaps or something like that. I think regardless, we're probably looking at like 60-40 either way, which makes it less appealing to play one, makes it more okay to play both, I think, if you're into that. I'm usually not into negative correlations like that for a running back, but I think there's a split big enough, or I think that it's even enough that you'll probably, if you're looking for a contrarian approach, I think you could probably play them both together. My lean, if I had to choose one, would be Deion Jackson, just because I think he's more involved or he's more capable as a pass catcher. So he would be my choice of the two running backs. I don't like them all that much. I think the biggest thing you just want to be cognitive of Deion Jackson's going to profile more as the pass catcher. So if you're building a lineup like this, he would make more sense, right? We're probably assuming that the Colts are coming from behind. He's going to have passing game work. You play Deion Jackson there. I think Zach Moss, you would reserve for more of like grind it out type game. Not as high scoring. Your hope Colts are keeping possession of the ball. They're kind of grinding it out. So I think it's honestly a toss up. I'm not going to pretend I know which one's a better option. And I would just play whichever one makes more sense with the game script. I don't think we have to play one in this lineup though either, if you don't want to. I like the cheap Colts as my on DraftKings. The cheap Colts are my favorite. So Alec Pierce, Jelani Woods. I would take Pierce here and then kind of see where that leaves us salary wise.
Yeah, so just as you were answering that, and you know, Yeezy had his question. If you had to pick one, Moss or Dion, would you just say it's lineup based? Like whatever game script you have in your lineup is the guy you know, that's the guy you pick. Like if you think it's going to be, if the Colts are going to win this, if you think the Colts can come in and pull this upset, it makes sense for Moss to be the workhorse. He's pretty good. I mean, he didn't ever get a fair rap in Buffalo, but he has, you know, that grinded out skills that Jeff Saturday likes. If you think it's a catch-up mode, it's kind of got to be Dion, and like that's what he's done. So would that be where you would answer that question?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's lineup specific. And I touched on it a little bit. I mean, it feels weird. And I'll agree that it's not an optimal strategy. But I think with this specific situation, you could play both together in the same lineup. Again, that's going to be one approach to get you a little bit more contrarian. I really don't think it's that bad. You would just hope that it's a run heavy approach. Running backs are the focus of their attack, which you don't have to, like, we don't know what Nick Foles looks like at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. So it's not a huge stretch to say that the Colts are going into this and they're going to run the ball or even just do checkdowns as much as possible. So I don't think it's the optimal approach, but I think for tournaments, if you're looking to get a little different, I don't think you lose too much on a projection standpoint if you just play both together.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, you know, your point, Nick Foles, like, let's be honest here. He's had, aside from that run in Philadelphia, which I don't know what happened, where he got them to the Super Bowl and they won it, that run, and then he was best known for that 7-touchdown game against the Raiders way back in the day. Thank you, Nick Foles. That was one of my bigger weekends ever. Like, aside from that, man, like, he's not been that good of a quarterback in the NFL, to be honest with you. So we kind of don't know where this one's at. And I say Mr. Gerg in chat, he says Herbert's been underwhelming this year. He has been. Why, Tell? Why? Like, the guy's got it. When you watch him, he's so smooth. His form is so good. He throws the ball so well. Why has he been so poor this year?
So the consensus, I'm not going to pretend like I'm some super smart football guy. I play DFS. I enjoy the game theory behind DFS. From a football standpoint, the consensus seems to be that it's more of a play calling thing than anything else. So the routes the receivers are running aren't optimal. They're kind of encouraging him to not throw the ball as far with the plays they're calling, things like that. I will also say some of that is like Mike Williams has been injured the majority of the year, right? Like we haven't had many weeks together where Keenan Allen and Mike Williams have been on the field together. So I think that's a lot of it too. We drop off to DeAndre Carter as the fill-in wide receiver if one of those guys are injured. So I think weapons does have a decent amount of say in it as well. And so, hey, if that's if the thought is Herbert's been underwhelming this year, which I agree he has, and he can't, like, he doesn't have it in him, I think that's a good reason to go a little bit heavier on Herbert on in a game where, again, he finally has kind of full strength weapons. I know he disappointed with full strength weapons. I'm fully aware. I lost a fair share of money on him last week when he had his full weapons in a nut matchup against the Titans, but I don't know. I believe in his skill personally. So I'm all about the passing game tonight for the Chargers.
Yeah. Let's hope he's going to break out of it tonight, I feel. All right. So we're at the point now where I think we're looking at Pierce here in this lineup. Pierce with a ridiculously low salary tonight on DraftKings, considering all things considered. So 6,200, two spots left. Let's do one more spot. We don't want to break the terms of service for DraftKings. So one more spot here. Like, would we go star and scrub or more balanced? Do you see anybody in the balanced range we want to go with that fits this lineup? What's your general thoughts here?
Well, see, and this is kind of where I'm talking about. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. If you put Pierce and captain, like, I think it looks cool because then you can play Eckler too, but then it kind of leaves you in the no man land of 5,200. I know Everett's been all right. Not a terrible play. But that basically, I think, takes us away from being able to play Eckler if we have Herbert captain because of the construction. So if we have Pierce here, I think we're looking at a kicker. Like, kicker Pittman is probably how I would finish this. That's going to be a little bit chalky. But that's probably how I would finish it. Or if you wanted to do like a Foles and then Jelani Woods with it for the passing attack, that would be my preferred way to end this build.
I like it. Let's go with Foles. Let's plug in Foles and then see you have 3,400 left over. We won't fill it out, but there's actually a few guys. You can cycle through some guys right there if you really wanted to and try to find that secondary pass catcher for Foles. And strike lightning in a bottle. You just never know. It might be Woods. It might be one of these other guys. You just don't know. Ashton Doolin. Who knows, man? Who he's been playing around with on the side of those things. Is there anybody like super cheap? Like, I'm looking down here. I see Ali Cox at 200. Even Jordan Wilkins, who I don't really want to play Jordan Wilkins, but we're without JT. We don't know how that's going to play out. He's 200. Is there, like, do you have any? Would you play either one of those guys?
I would play Ali Cox for sure, okay. With some lineups, and I think you can do it. I mean, he's had spike games, right? Well, I mean, one maybe where he got the two touchdowns.
I mean, just one touchdown for 200 tonight might be the thing that gets you there, right? And the optimal. So,
and to be completely honest, like, Jelani Woods is going to get all the ownership and all the attraction, but from a projection standpoint, it's going to be very hard to separate those two. To say Jelani Woods is a significantly better play than Mo Ali Cox is probably inaccurate. Even though he's cheaper, I think Ali Cox will still be significantly lower owned than Jelani Woods. So, yeah, I mean, you can definitely play Ali Cox if you want to.
Fair enough. Guys, we are going to go to FanDuel now. Don't forget, this is an interactive show. So, got any questions as you know, rumble on and stumble on into the room after the Christmas vacation, please fire them off in one of the chats, the Discord number one, or then the YouTube chat. Get it in there and we'll pick it up and we'll answer it. We're here for you guys. Okay. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights. We're here for you guys with this new format of the show. So we're on FanDuel now. It's kind of a little bit different roster construction. One less spot. You don't get the penalty for the MVP. It's a lot easier to stumble on the optimal, the straight up optimal at the end of the night. I stumble on it here on FanDuel every once in a while when the game script breaks right. So are we still looking at Herbert as our top guy, or does this kind of sway you more towards a more expensive Austin Ekeler, where the scoring system favors running backs, although it doesn't really matter with Ekeler. He's such a PPR guy anyway. But what's your thoughts on MVP over here?
Yeah, I mean, you name the top two guys. Herbert, from a raw projection standpoint, would be the guy you pencil in there. Ekeler would be fine with as well. I think anything after those two, you're going to get a significant ownership discount. I think those two by far will be the highest owned MVP options. So it's kind of ugly to put anybody else in there besides those two. But hey, maybe Big Nick, Dick Nick has the 7-touchdown game again. You throw him in there with a couple pass catchers like Pittman and Pierce. I think it's fairly reasonable. It's not the most probable thing to happen, but he would be my contrarian option. Would be Nick Foles. But yeah, I mean, we created the Herbert captain team, so if we want to stick with the chalk and just do Ekeler MVP, I'm fine with that as well.
Tough one. So let's take this lineup and let's say we're going to throw it in the $5 FanDuel for all the marbles, and you got to be at all those teams. Let's just be contrarian then, because we know what we're going to do with Herbert and Ekeler and how popular they're going to be and where they project. Let's do Nick Foles in the MVP and hope we can something crazy happens here. So let's go Nick Foles and then start talking. So if you're on FanDuel, you got these limited spots. I asked you about Herbert on DraftKings, but if you only got four flexes over here, what's your cap on targets for a particular quarterback? If you got him, you wouldn't do three targets out of four flexes, would you, for your one quarterback?
This one's tough because we kind of talked about it on DraftKings, like the profile of the prototype of the quarterback. Where Foles, it's you're probably not getting a rushing touchdown out of him, right? His guys are cheap enough where I do think you could do three receiving options here. If you wanted to do I think that's the – I honestly, I do think if I'm doing Foles captain, I think that's probably the build, is that you do Foles, you do Ekeler, and then you just jam – Colts pass catchers in the last little bit of spots.
Let's see what we can come up with then. Take Foles, take Ekeler, and then look and see what we – so let's see. Start off with Pittman.
So you're 500 off from being able to play the top three wideouts for the
– That might be good for us. We don't really – we don't want to be super, super chalky anyway. So let's say we go Pittman and then who you think it's Campbell? You think Pierce is the number two guy?
Yeah, Pittman's okay, let's one. Go
Pierce Campbell. 8,500. So, yeah, I wouldn't want Campbell anyway. So we're good there. I mean, when you're talking about touchdowns and FanDuel and how much they mean, this is definitely a tight end position you could take here. So, or you could rearrange some things and find a way to get Deion Jackson in there, a pass catching running back. But I like the tight end angle here. Let's talk let's take a tight end here.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, again, I mentioned it kind of. I mean, I haven't looked at our projections. I'm going to look at them now. I'm actually interested to see what the difference in projections are for like Jelani Woods and Allie Cox. 2-point difference right now between the two. Again, I think they're fairly comparable options. So even if you want to run this lineup twice and put, Woods in at one time, Cox in at the other time, the Cox lineup will be less duped, although I'm not too worried about dupes with a Foles captain or a Foles MVP here. And we don't have to finish it with a third pass catcher for the Colts, but I do think it's what makes most sense with this lineup.
It does. It makes sense. So let's see here. Let's go Mo Ali Cox. Let's shoot for the moon and hope that that's a touchdown to your tight end there. And then the other two guys are getting some good work from Foles. And Eckler's dominating everything on the other end, which he's been known to do. So I like the way that one shapes up, man. That one looks kind of sexy there. It all makes sense. So, guys, I'm not seeing very many questions. If you want to fire off some questions, Tuttle, you got any words? If we don't get any more questions, what would be your, like, takeaway from this particular game right here? What's your final parting shots here?
Yeah, so I think the biggest points we talked about, we like Pierce, or at least I like Pierce a lot, I think he's the top value option of the game. I don't think that's like a surprise, though. I will reiterate, I think you can play both running backs. Just be cognizant of how you're deploying them. Zach Moss profiles more of the kind of the grinder type. Deion Jackson more is the pass catching type. So just make sure they fit your game script that you're building with your lineups. It's not the worst thing in the world. Not optimal, but not the worst thing in the world to shave off a few points in projection and play them both in the same lineup and hope they concentrate. I would not play Nick Foles in that lineup if you're playing both Colts running backs. I would not play Nick Foles in that lineup. But yeah, I think that's kind of the general. And both you and I are high on Justin Herbert. Unsurprisingly, doesn't seem like a hot take. But I do think if people are shorting him because of his performance so far this season, it makes sense to be even more aggressive with him in lineups.
Yeah. As always, I'll reiterate the fact that if you're out there playing a cash game lineup, the projections, a system like the Blitz, all that good, whoever you trust with your, it matters. They matter a lot. But when you're looking at trying to take down a GPP with a lot of people, it's less about projections and it's more about lineup construction and how you play it. And in a showdown, you just want your game script and you want to stick to it and you want it to make sense. And I think that's what we did here with both of these lineups. Feels pretty good to me. So, guys, I'm not seeing any questions. I think we're going to jump out of here for this Monday show. Again, this show will be back on Thursday with another just like this. So, be ready, man. Be ready with some questions for those guys. Well, it's going to be me and Squirrel Patrol, actually. So be ready for some questions in. And, yeah, we appreciate all you guys jumping in this chat this morning. We appreciate you tuning in. Good luck in those GPPs. For Dan Gaspar, Mr. Tuttle, I was your host, Chop. We'll be back on Thursday. But for now, we are out of here.